ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question that somebody might have asked regarding the destruction of the graves of the A'imma alayhim as-salam and how this can or cannot be a proof for the fact that they don't have God-given powers and they are not alive. Somebody might say that, give an example and say that in the Holy Quran we read that Hazrat Ibrahim, the Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, he came to the temple of idols. He broke the idols, and then when his nation, when his people, they came and came back from where they had traveled to, they saw the idols broken, and they said, they asked Ibrahim, who did this? He said, one of the idols broke the other ones. He used it as an argument to show why idolatry is incorrect and that the idols, they were not God. So somebody might say that, well, if the Imams, alayhi salam, they really are alive, they really have, you know, God-given powers, why didn't they prevent their graves from being destroyed? This is the question, right? In order to, respond to this question, we can present a counter-argument and say that, well, you know, we believe that God exists and he's all-powerful, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, right? If he really exists, then why wouldn't he prevent, you know, people from insulting him, people from disbelieving in him? You know, there are people, for example, they burn the Quran, they burn the name of God, right? They disbelieve in God. They insult God. They insult his emissaries, his messengers, right? If God really existed and he was omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient, why wouldn't he prevent this from happening, right? Nobody would say that this is an argument and a valid argument for the non-existence of God. Why? Because it's true that God has these qualities, right? But at the same time, meaning we could answer the counter-argument and then also, conversely, the argument mentioned for the incapacity of the A'imma in the following. It's true that God has all of these great qualities, but one of his qualities is wisdom, right? And his actions are dictated by wisdom and what is, best for his servants. And what is best for his servants is that, you know, they believe in him and they accept him through free will and through the intellect, not by force, right? Right. So it is detrimental to the wisdom or the purpose of God to force people to believe, to prevent them from disbelieving, from miraculously intervene when they want to disbelieve and when they want to insult, you know, his emissaries and prevent them from doing so, and therefore show himself to them in this way. Right? God doesn't interfere in the belief and disbelief of human beings in this way. He wants them to believe because they understand through their minds that he exists, right? Similarly, to the similar argument could be made in the case of the A'imma. They could, you know, prevent their graves from being destroyed. But what good would that do? Right, they want people to believe in them, their superiority through reason, through wisdom, through because of the fact that the Prophet said so, not through these kind of supernatural means, right? Because then this would have no kind of ethical value for the person believing. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the destruction of the grave of the Aima alayhi salam, and how it ties up with their quality as, you know, powerful and living beings. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.